If you love to be scared, there is no shortage of Barry Haunts ready and willing to provide you with your next petrifying experience. From the disturbingly demonic Dunnett's Dark Lair and hair-raising Hell of Haunt on Higgin to Rosemary McKenzie's Haunted Garage and the Gallacher family's Ghoulish Garden, the city offers a little bit of Halloween fun for everyone this time of year. McKenzie has been decorating her home at 288 Browning Trail for the last 9 years, telling Bradford Today and Innisfil Today she has always loved Halloween. As a kid, it was my favorite holiday, and it's not such a big thing these days. I think by going big, it is just my way of giving the holiday back to this new generation of kids and helping them to learn to love Halloween, she said. I do this to see the joy and excitement on the kids' faces when they see the yard. Then there's the garage where it gets spookier and some come out terrified or laughing. A few come out with some tears and screams, but they've always enjoyed their trip through the garage, McKenzie added. Neighborhood kids visit almost every night and many people driving by will even pull over to view her setup, she said. They all smile and I know for some it becomes a part of those core memories with their families and friends, McKenzie said. Coming to a place like this is going to give them something to remember. McKenzie typically begins with her garage clear out and build around the last week of September and spends countless hours prepping her property to get it ready. It's a lot of spare time, full days and quite a few solid weekends doing the builds, animatronics and all the finishing touches, she said. And although she has never counted the number of pieces she now has, everything she has fills upwards of 10 full-size totes and a loft, and that's not even counting the nearly 20 animatronics she possesses. McKenzie says she likes to change things up every year in order to make it as scary and fun as she can for visitors new and old. Every year I challenge myself to come up with something new for the yard and the garage. I like every year to be different for everybody, she said. New to McKenzie's setup this year are a few animatronics. Although the 12-foot mummy did make a brief appearance last year, he's one of the newer pieces, she noted. You lose track, but I have a few good new ones, she said. In addition to Halloween simply being her favorite holiday, McKenzie's haunt is also for a good cause. For the last 9 years, she has collected donations of non-perishable food through her haunted garage to help fill the food shelves at the Barry Native Friendship Center's Hunger to Hope program. It helps other families get through their tough times, she said. Heather and Brian Gallacher have also been raising the bar in their efforts to bring the spirit of Halloween to their home in Southwest Barry for nearly 2 decades. We started it at the house in 2005 and have just been adding to it over the years. We both love Halloween, and, Brian, just loves to build stuff, said Heather. Their home, located at 20 Violet Street, is situated on a corner, allowing the couple to decorate not only the front of their home, but around the side and into their backyard, too. Brian actually boards up the house and everything, Heather said. The best part about Halloween is that no one really needs anything from you. It's just a great time to give away. The kids come and they love it. There's a small area that's a bit scarier. But we do it up real Scooby-Doo-like, she added. We always think the little ones won't like it and they end up being the ones that love it the most. Heather estimates they currently have well over 500 pieces as part of their exhibit, ranging from graves and dolls to inflatables and animatronics. The last count was 32 boxes of Halloween decor, she said. It typically takes the Gallachers a solid 3 weeks to get everything ready. There is something for everybody, lots to look at. A full walking path. You will never go through and look at the same thing twice, Heather said. It's a pretty epic setup if I do say so myself, she said. It's just a true passion of ours. We love being able to show people our creative insides and be part of the community. In addition to bringing the community together through their shared love of all things Halloween, the couple has also used this as a chance to lend a helping hand to those in need, having hosted a large pumpkin giveaway in support of the Barry Food Bank. This year, they were able to donate 605 pounds of food gathered during the pumpkin event. We know how tough it is right now with the price of food, that's more than incredible, she added. For those outside of the city limits, Spencer Bates has expanded his creepy setup at his family's home on Spence Drive in Midhurst. This year it will include a new entrance to accommodate a new layout. Guests will enter under an inflatable archway into a greatly expanded cornfield section before continuing through the haunt, he said, adding there's also a new jump scare animatronic and water feature. While the haunt is scheduled for October 28, he's anticipating close to 300 trick-or-treaters to come knocking on Halloween night. Trisha and Les Zachariah told Barry Today their haunt on Higgin saw 1,485 people come through last year, adding they raised $3,200 for Hospice Simcoe, a local organization that is near and dear to the family. What we are very excited for is that we will have TAP to give on site this year from Hospice Simcoe, so we are hoping that will increase our donation, said Trisha. Their event offers a new experience for visitors every year. This is not props and costumes, but a setup, with walking path, etc., she added. It ain't no Boo Barn, it seriously isn't. In an effort to ensure Halloween is something everyone gets to enjoy, local law firm Oatley Vigmond has partnered with Barry Businesses and is hosting the community's first accessible Halloween village on October 29, by using the outdoor space surrounding their Ferris Lane office. We're excited to be partnering with other local businesses to create a fun, safe, and accessible Halloween experience for all families in our community. This event will help to create greater awareness within the community of how to remove barriers and create a more welcoming, inclusive environment for all, said Karen Vigmond, a partner at Oatley Vigmond. Also new to the region is Evil Unleashed at Springwater Park, just outside of Barrie, an event that is being described as one of Barrie's most chilling attractions. This eerie edifice has a storied history of paranormal activity. From restless spirits to mysterious poltergeists, this set of haunts promises an unforgettable, hair-raising experience for those brave enough to venture inside, say organizers.